Our signature piece, That Cool Beat of Clouds Below Your Knees by Ray Lynch, means it's Thursday at 10 p.m., and it's time for So What's Your Story. It's the most soulful place on your dial because it's the only program originating in Houston that is devoted entirely to storytelling right here on listener-sponsored, commercial-free, KPFT 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Dr. Hank Rubicek, with team player Shannon McCurchy working the boards and helping me continue our charge toward raising a lofty $800 of support so we can keep bringing you the miracle of human moments and the magic of enchanted worlds. And we've done it before, and I am optimistic we can do it again, always live here. It's always great, and only here on So What's Your Story. And I want to thank the following who already know that for their wonderful pledges. Thank you so much to Brian, Seymour, Mike, Courtney, Jerry, Fred. God bless you. And we're going to get some more calls tonight. I just feel it. Listen, I need all of you to do something for me. I need you to imagine a crystal ball in front of you. You have it? See it? See it clearly. See a memorable moment, one frozen in time. The first kiss, maybe getting a date with the gal of your dreams. The moment you knew you were being deployed to Iraq, or the moment you learned you lost your husband there. Maybe the time your prayer was answered, or the moment you questioned your faith. The door that opened and the one that shut and the one that revolved endlessly. And witches and wizards and dangerous frogs, chipmunks and kittens and smooth-talking dogs. Stories told by tellers for the same reason they eat and sleep, because they have to. Keep looking in that crystal ball. Please, fixate on the wonder and wisdom of it all. Do you see it? Do you see it? All those stories told by tellers who tell stories for the same reason they eat and sleep, because they have to. Now, take it away. No more. It's that fast. Too dramatic? There's no hyperbole here. That is how quickly storytelling in Houston can be taken away. So I need you to please call 713-526-5738, Jam KPFT, and make it clear that you want to keep that crystal ball alive in Houston. And don't think for a moment that you're going to find any other station that do what we do. Those stations bring you fleeting moments. They dabble in storytelling, pre-recorded clips that originate from another place, and then like a flash, flicker away faster than it came. So What's Your Story is live. It's ours. It belongs to Houston. And we've had some of the most talented people you ever have ever will ever have the pleasure to listen to. And they live right here, right next door to you. We have some professional tellers grace our studios. They're terrific and they're wonderful. But, you know, most of our guests are simply awesome people with extraordinary stories to tell. Having a story to tell. That's what we're all about on So What's Your Story, and you know that, so help me punctuate that point by giving me a call at 713-526-5738-KPFT and offer your pledge to one of our steadfast volunteers. Better still, become a KPFT member for $40 a year, and we'll even bill you $3.34 a month. That is less than a cup of coffee, my friends. That's 11 cents a day, folks. Anybody out there? Bob, are you out there right now? We're getting any calls? Not yet. But I am optimistic. I know. We went through this last week, Shannon. Remember? We went through this last week. Where's all the calls? And suddenly, they just fluttered right in. 30-minute show. I'm optimistic. In the meantime, if you want to give us a call, do. But if calling is not your thing, then go online at kpft.org and then to donate now. Choose your method of payment and then scroll to So What's Your Story as the show you designate to be the one you want to support. You can stop by at 419 Lovett, give us your pledge and say hi. Shannon or our guest Peter will tell you a story. We'll get to him in just a minute. But give us a call, 713-526-5738. Listen, it may be fun drive time, but that doesn't mean it has to be funless here at So What's Your Story. Seated next to me is moth winner Peter Kim, actually Dr. Peter Kim, who plans to specialize in child and adolescent psychiatry. Hello. I'm glad you're here. It's been a while, right?
It has.
And I'm so glad that you're here, Peter. And I'm so frustrated already in advance because Peter is an unbelievable storyteller. And tonight he's going to give you a little bit of sampling of what he will do eventually when he comes back for a much, much longer show. In the meantime, Peter, what compelled you to go into the moth? Okay, you're a doctor, you're an educated guy, you say, I'm going to go tell a story.
Oh, I would say that it was just pure serendipity. I happened to run into a girl who is a staff member who organizes for NPR, and she told me about it, and I went down there, and I just felt like, you know, I would tell a story, so I went down there, and... You know, and that was it. Was a very interesting thing.
You won that night.
That was actually the second time that
second
I had been
time.
There.
Yeah, but you won. You were.
I did win. I did win.
Right? You got
because
that slam coming up.
I did. I won because I told a story that was intensely personal, and it was very liberating to talk about something that is so difficult to talk about.
And the theme that night was pride.
It was pride, absolutely.
Right? Peter, this is a hard question to respond to in about 20 seconds, I know, but what is it that you love about storytelling? I know that before the show you were sharing with me the fact that the idea of connecting with people, listening to them actively.
Well, yeah. Storytelling is the most universal form of communication, right? I mean, every time you communicate with someone, there is a narrative to it. You know, unless you're giving simple answers to questions, you know, when you're communicating with anyone, you're going to be telling a story. You're going to be describing something, setting time, place, and purpose.
And there's so much healing in storytelling.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, and as far as my professional life goes, yeah, absolutely. I mean, communication is at the heart of medicine, and medical practice is... It depends entirely on communication.
And you are the kind of physician we want. Trust me.
Well, thank you.
You've got a few stories about times growing up, and you've got one for us now that we're looking forward to.
Absolutely. I've got a story about, this one is about because I'm preparing for the upcoming Moth Grand Slam, which is the regional competition.
Right.
And the theme is fish out of water.
Fish out of water.
Yeah.
Peter
so,
Kim.
So it is, you know, this story is about, you know, I grew up here in Houston, and my parents are from South Korea, and they emigrated to Houston to complete their training before I was born. So I was born into a house with two very busy physicians, and you know, and I grew up kind of in a, you know, in a very privileged and very comfortable world, but also there was a lot of pressure. And you know, and I went to St. John's, and so I went to private school, and I had lived in a world where things were kind of expected and expectations were high. And you know, I went through, and 25 years ago, actually, you know, when the wall fell, was when one of the worst things that can ever happen to any young person is I have two younger brothers, and one of them was hit by a car one block from our house. And it was one of the most horrifying things that's I've ever seen in my entire life. And I was, you know, just waiting for my friends to come pick me up and to take me to a JV football game. And then I heard brakes squeal and a terrible sound, and I went down there, and my younger brother had been hit by a car, and he was in a coma for several weeks. And you know, it was very difficult to understand when you're a freshman in high school, and then you know you're going through a great deal of remorse and guilt, and it's a very confusing, you know, array of emotions. And you know, and I had been living in this world where everything was pretty much as good as it could be, and then suddenly everything was totally insecure, and everything was thrown into doubt. And you know, I didn't know if he was going to make it or not. And the irony is, my father's a neurologist, and he had, you know, major damage to his central nervous system, and he emerged finally, but he was paralyzed, and partially paralyzed, but still paralyzed nonetheless. And it was very hard to accept. And you know, freshman in high school, you're starting out in high school, and then suddenly everything that you have grown to expect and everything, all the promise and potential, is suddenly thrown into question. And, you know, just by pure coincidence, I had elected to take German when I was a freshman in high school, when I was going into ninth grade, because I'd taken Latin in middle school. And then I went and decided to take German because I didn't want to take Spanish, and I didn't want to continue with Latin, and I didn't want to take French. So I chose German, and, because I had some interest in Germany, some vague interest. And so the end of my sophomore year, when I was still confused and angry and overwhelmed because I was dealing with the fallout from my brother's accident, at the end of my sophomore year, a letter came, just a random letter came, and it was addressed to my German teacher, and she opened it up in my classroom. And I'll remember, you know, just listening there, feeling despondent, feeling confused, not knowing what I was doing. And she read the letter, and the letter stated, and it was a postcard more or less, but it asked, it was an invitation to go to Germany and to live with a host family. And the appeal of it was so immediate and so visceral that I didn't even think twice. I had already won a competition through the Goethe Institute to go to Germany for the summer, And a chance to stay and to get away from Houston and to get away from things, when it presented itself, was pretty much irresistible. I mean, I didn't want to abandon my brother, but I was overwhelmed and I was losing myself, you know, with the guilt and the fallout from the accident. So I elected to go, and the fish out of water moment definitely came when, you know, the first 4 weeks I was in a summer program in the south of Germany I was with the host family, but I was with other kids from the United States, and we had classes, and it was kind of to ease me into learning German and just kind of exposure and immersion. But nothing could have prepared me for the moment when I met my host family, because they didn't speak English. I had only had 2 years of high school German, so barely any. And I took the train, and you have to picture, you know, here I am, Korean-American, and, you know, from Texas, and I'm getting on the train, I'm riding down there, and I thought to myself before I got there was that I was going to, you know, dress up like a cowboy. So I dressed up in full Western gear and boarded the train. I slept very peacefully on the train, not knowing where I was going, not knowing what to expect. I had no idea what they looked like. I had no idea of anything except for I told them on the telephone before I boarded the train, leaving my one host family to go to live with my other host family, was that once I get off the train, you'll know that it's me. And that's all that I was able to state to them. When I got off the train, the look of incomprehension and confusion on their face was priceless. And it took the better part of 2 weeks to explain to their son that he was going to indeed be coming to Houston. He was going to be living with my family. He wasn't going to Korea, and that my family spoke English, and that everything was going to be fine. And I remember in that moment, the storytelling was explaining to him what Houston was like, what St. John's was like, what to expect from a year of high school, and then what classes were going to be like. And, you know, he did his best to try to explain to me, because when I got there, I only had those 2 weeks, and then school started right away for me. He had a couple of weeks to get acclimated to Houston and to get kind of into the swing of things, and they had students at St. John's that were there to help him. And but nothing could have prepared me for how different the educational system was there, and my host family, because they didn't speak English. And, you know, having all my classes in German, which was very difficult, the most difficult being German class, because junior year of any language, you know, when you're 15, 16 years old, the expectations are very high for your understanding of language and your understanding of grammar and your understanding of everything. And I was thrown right into it, you know, sink or swim. And it took me probably a good 3 months to understand what was going on. And I remember the first couple of weeks, the German teacher would routinely hand me back my papers, and I failed every class. So you can imagine, coming from a very high expectation of doing well, and then, you know, and then going to school in another language, and then abjectly failing every class except for English and Latin, you know. So, and then the German teacher even told me, she said, look, you know, you're stressing out and you need to relax. So maybe, you know, this class period, you can just walk around the school grounds. You can just kind of just absorb what's going on. And they kind of eased me into the adjustment culturally, psychologically, you know, whatever, however you want to describe it, because it was a big adjustment, you know. I mean, and I still to this day speak fluent German, and I'm very proud of that. You know, but it was difficult, you know, and being a fish out of water, being Korean-American, and then being, and then 25 years ago, this was at the same time that the Gulf War happened, so I will never forget being on a school field trip, and that was the day that we started dropping bombs on Iraq the first time, and here I am, I'm the only American that these kids have ever met, and I'm explaining to them what's going on, and I was almost like a spokesperson for the country, why we were doing what we were doing, because we had just left a monastic retreat, you know, where we were, and it was a very memorable experience.
Very good. Good. You know, this is going to be frustrating because we want to hear more about this, but I have one question. Why did you feel guilty? Can you give us, why did you feel guilty when you're...
Well, I mean, as an older sibling, you know, guilt is something that is very hard to put your finger on exactly. But, I mean, part of it was I wish that I could have traded places with him.
Yeah.
You know, I wish that there was something that I could have done where, you know, you want to protect your siblings.
Sure.
You don't ever want to see them suffer.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Brother.
Yeah. So, I mean, but that also led to my interest in mental health as well.
Yeah.
Because,
wow.
Yeah.
This is Hank Rubichek with Shannon McCurchy and guest teller Peter Kim on So What's Your Story on 90.1 FM Houston. And we want to keep it that way, and that means calling us with your pledge at 713-526-5738 so you can keep listening to great tellers like Peter each and every week live. And let us know that you support the innovative programs that you tune into every day on KPFT, as you deserve the best radio can offer. You know, we're not paid with money, but by desire. And with support from you. You don't tune in and say, well, you know what, the show isn't great, but what do you expect from programmers who aren't paid? You expect great programs, and we're going to keep bringing them to you. It's a weekly habit you can't shake, and so we're told. So please give us a call at 713-526-5738. Shannon, in about 15 seconds, tell us what kind of great prizes we have. That's all you're going to need for these winners.
Hank, we have a couple of great ones. For someone kind enough to give us $150 pledge, you will receive a one-year membership to the Houston Storytellers Guild, the top-rated storytelling group in the state. For someone that gives $75, we have three options for you. We officially have the Funky Bunkin' Gators by our dear own Scott Hill Baumgartner, and Texas Legacies, Texas and Cowboy Poetry by yours truly, the Scott Hill Baumgartner. And we have our dear own Sheila Stark Phillips, who has a hilarious The Lies of Taxes Are Upon You. And you have to say it like that. Well, you'll have you laughing out loud and more than you ever thought possible. And we have one left of those, so please call quickly, and it'll be $75 for that pledge.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Give us a call, 713-526-5738. And, you know, if you don't know us, let me give you the short course. So What's Your Story puts the spotlight on soul-inspiring tellers who take us on astounding journeys with revealing personal narratives, like the one you just heard Peter provide, and people digging down deep in heart-rending style to fanciful folk tales and everything in between. When I started the show years ago as an open journal segment, you said, you know, Hank, this isn't enough. Once a month just isn't enough. We want it every week. It's a tough weekly gig, but we got it thanks to you, and now we need help, and we need to keep you active in this program by giving us a call at 713-526-5738, KPFT. And I know you haven't been part of the team that long, Shannon, but tell us, you know, you must have a favorite teller that you've heard so far.
I loved Elizabeth Ellis. It's hard to beat her storytelling styles.
Yeah. Magnificent author. Yeah, she was something. She was something.
But looking back, Sally Bates did a fantastic job with folk tales. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, she
telling.
Did. Yeah, good couple of choices. Good couple of choices. You know, I'm always partial to the Johnson Middle School kids. They are a riot because they come in here going, this is so cool, this is so cool. You can't get their attention. And then all of a sudden, they're the quintessential articulate, eloquent storyteller in a matter of moments. It's just so much fun. And we're going to have him back on in just a few weeks to tell some great, great family stories as we roll into the holidays. You know, there are so many good stories, and right now I wanted Shannon to play one that's about 2.5 minutes long, but I want to give you a quick story. You know, sometimes my students say things like, well, you know, I don't have a story to tell. I don't really have anything people want to hear. This young lady that you're about to hear, it's a very short story, told me, Dr. Rubichek, I have nothing to tell. I have no story to tell. I said, really? Listen to this. Shannon?
I knew what I wanted to be when I was 6. I had already had my life mapped out and planned out. You may as well have already called me an adult. I, Lucrecia Cachet Hinton, was going to grace the stages of the Parisian Opera House and wow all the audiences with my amazing voice. I started watching plays and movies, operas, and as I got older, I started reading on literature, comp theories, musical theory, everything. By the time I was 13, I was going to submit myself for the New York Operetta program. I went horse when I was 17. After about a year, on the very day of my 18th birthday, instead of opening that letter from the New York Opera program, telling me I graduated and I'm off to Paris or wherever else I would like to go, I was sitting in a doctor's office, being held by my mom, crying. She was saying, it's okay, Shay. Don't worry about it. It's all right. She calls me Shay when she really is being consoling me. Well, we went to see Dr. Vera Wallace. He's a locally renowned physician for his Mastery of Anything and Everything Focal. And I recall that morning that we went, the preliminary exam with him feeling on my throat. And the first thing out of his mouth was, mm. And I remember I was, excuse me, mm? What does mm mean? Mm means, mm, Miss Hinton. I didn't understand that. So it proceeded on from there. I swallowed all sorts of scopes and cameras and this stuff that they call cherry contrast. I'm pretty sure it was just cherry-flavored Quicksilver. It was disgusting. And we were about there for about 3 to 4 hours, and we were waiting for the results. In came that knock at the door. In came Dr. Wallace, and he set his clipboard down on the side counter, removed his glasses from his face, and he took them and cleaned them on his jacket. I could tell his brain was furiously working on how to tell me anything. My heart dropped. He looks up at me and he says, I'm so sorry, Miss Hinton, but there is some permanent, irreversible vocal cord damage. And I guess I can definitely understand, and it doesn't surprise me that I was ready to go that first Tuesday that we had our assignments due. And neither does it surprise me also that I was hoarse that day, because that day, Tuesday, February the 5th, 2013, was the 5-year anniversary of that moment for me.
Thank you, Shannon. That made an impact on you, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When people convey a story that, you know, that, and going to the doctor is frightening. And that's the other part of medicine that we lose track of in medical school.
That's such a good point.
Yeah,
it really is. We can't lose sight of that. This young lady had an incredible story. It's raw and it's real, and that's what you're paying for, everybody. That is what you're paying for. You know, it's been said, G.K. Chesterton said that fairy tales are more than true, not because they tell us that dragons exist, but because they tell us that dragons can be beaten. As far as I'm concerned, Lucretia slayed a dragon. You know, she really did. And I think that's what it's all about. That is what you're paying for. Absolutely. Do we have anybody to thank?
I have no words.
They're writing
out there.
Okay, there are no words. That's all right. That's a good sign.
I hope
that's
will
a
find
good
out.
Sign. Yeah, they're writing. They're writing away. Yeah. We'll be optimistic. Give us a call. 713-526-5738. Storytelling quality with poignant themes to match that is only going to be found on So What's Your Story on 90.1 FM. Always live, because live makes it raw and real, with each show and every story having its own life of its own. It's live, and it's rare, and it's real, and you're not going to find it anyplace else, folks. Please, please call in your pledge at 713-526-5738. I sure would appreciate it. And it's also worth getting to know our sponsor, the Houston Storytellers Guild. Both Scott Bumgardner and Sheila Starks Phillips are proud members, as well as Shannon and myself. And Peter, you need to join that organization too. You'd like it a lot. You want to check out their site at www.houstonstorytellers.org. Shannon, why don't you tell everybody when and where we meet, please?
The Guild holds their monthly meetings on the third Tuesday of every month, right there at the Multi-Service Center at 1475 West Gray, and that's at 7 till 8:30 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Thank you, Shannon. You know, we just had one of the meetings this past Tuesday, and it was a great group, and a scary group, because a few of our scariest members will be taking us on a haunting expedition when they tell ghost stories on Halloween, October 31st, 7 o'clock at Marmion Park. And, oh my gosh, what's that? There they are, all ready. All right, there they are, already getting us. Everybody relax. Ghosts, go away. We're not ready for you yet, all right? This is a totally, totally free gig at Marmion Park, 18th and Heights Boulevard, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It is totally free. Bring your blankies to cover up your head when you get really, really scared. And speaking of scared, don't you dare miss ghost storyteller Brenda Valdivia next week on our Halloween edition of So What's Your Story? Shannon? We have to all get in the mood, so I think that'll be a lot of fun. All right? Now, we do have thank yous. All right. Let's hear them.
Yes, we do. We certainly do. We want to thank David out there.
Thank you, David.
Thank you so much. He's not a first-time donor, but he is very treasured to us. Thank you for calling. And Ernie. Thank you so much. Great. And he says, thank you, Hank.
Great.
And
that's
he loves
really
the show.
All right. Anybody else? We're
that's
good?
All
right, they'll be coming in. They'll be coming in. 713-526-5738. You know, we're almost out of time, but lots can happen in 90.1 seconds. So give us a call at 713-526-5738. KPFT to show your support during this 2014 Fall Fund Drive, or get online at kpft.org and then to donations. Tell us how you are going to pay. And then scroll to So What's Your Story? And make sure that you designate us as the story show that you would like to support. Telling stories is one of the most human of all events. Each time we tell a story, it evolves. And when we construct a story, we crystallize memorable images of our lives. Sometimes those images change based on the audience. What doesn't change is the awesomeness of it all. You are the storytellers, listeners. You guys rock. The ones who share tales of magic and miracle. Please give us a call at 713-526-5738 so we can keep that magic rolling. Don't forget to visit our So What's Your Story Facebook and behold the amazing work of our own Shannon McKerchie. And make sure you like us a lot on the way out. Thank you, Peter, for your insights, your energy, and style. And we're going to have you back because I want to find out a lot more about storytelling and healing and the way that you work as a physician and how you incorporate that in the practice of medicine, because that's what we need to hear.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
And your buddy Marshall's going to be here in a few weeks, right? He's a lawyer.
Yes.
Is he
yes,
not?
Yes.
So you're a doctor. He's a lawyer.
Yep.
All right. So we have two people that we have to really kind of understand a little better
okay,
your interesting parts of society.
Yep.
But that's okay. We're not stereotyping, but we have a doctor and a lawyer here, and we just need an accountant next week, and then we're going to be all set. All right? Thank you, Peter. It was really terrific. And again, I'm sorry that we had to do a little bit of a rush job tonight, but we are raising funds, and everyone get on that phone at 713-526-5738 or get online. Don't you dare go away. Because Scooter is up next with the inner side to complete the backside of this power hour on KPFT. I'd like you to make 90.1 a part of every day. And while you're driving home, turning in for the night, or just chilling, join us every Thursday at 10 p.m. for So What's Your Story. And ease into the weekend right. You keep loving a great story, and I'm going to keep bringing them to you. You be good to each other. I'm Dr. Hank, reminding you that it is absolutely never too late to live happily ever after. Peace.